It is said that "do not be afraid," or some variation of that, occurs 365 times in the Bible, enough for every day of the year. Now, I have no reason to doubt that, although I'm not going to sit down and count that. So in our gospel today, Jesus tells people not to worry, which is basically the same thing as "do not be afraid." Don't worry about how you're going to get what you need for food or clothing or shelter. In fact, don't worry about anything that has to do with your body. I find that interesting in that tonight is the Oscars, and you can bet that besides the awards that are given out, there are going to be tons of stories about what the actresses will be wearing, and that they're more concerned that they have a more expensive dress than the one sitting across the aisle from them. But Jesus says today, don't worry about any of that. But why not? Look at all the bad things that happen in our world. Cancer and heart attacks. People losing their jobs. Natural disasters that wipe out homes and businesses. Why shouldn't people worry? Think of all the other things that cause concern in our life. Parents suddenly discovering that maybe their high school son is flunking three classes. Or a sibling skips a parent's funeral because he doesn't get along with some of the family. And a wife finds out that her husband is leaving her. There are sure plenty of bad things out there that cause us to worry. And when things get really bad enough, we might even begin to think that God has abandoned us. Where is he? Isaiah proclaims in our first reading today, Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." When Isaiah spoke to his fellow countrymen, they were in exile. They had been conquered by a foreign power, removed from their homeland, and taken literally into exile. No wonder they thought that their God had abandoned them. They were supposed to be his chosen people. They had lost their home in the promised land. It seemed that God had revoked his promises to them. And isn't that really the worst of all? That's the lowest of the low on the scale of all the bad things that can happen to us, to think that even God is against us. But it's worth remembering that even Jesus suffered this worst thing too, along with all of the other bad things that he endured in his passion and death. He cried out in agony as he was hanging on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Even in our worst suffering of feeling abandoned by God, isn't it at least of some comfort to know that Christ suffered that himself? But in reality, God never abandons us, and Jesus knew that. What God says to us through Isaiah this morning is meant to reassure us. "I will never forget you," says God. God cares for us with the same tenderness of a mother for her child. And that's what it means for God, who is Emmanuel, God with us. Not only does he know our suffering, he experiences our suffering. Just as a mother aches for her child who is hurting. Do you not think that God agonized along with his son as he was on the cross? The words of Jesus challenge our comfort, that our first reaction is that they're impractical, that they're impossible to live by. Shouldn't we have to worry about the practical aspects of life? Why should we not worry about finances or health or war and terrorism or environmental concerns? Why? Because we can solve nothing by worry. God will take care of us. He always has. Our faith assures us of that. Instead of living in fear, we need to be people of hope. Because if God is for us, we are never alone.